The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Yeah, yeah, let's get going, shall we? This is the Business News Hour, and with us in studio is Amy Ketterling. You might remember Amy. She is from Adel. I was having fun with that earlier on our Facebook Live feed. Adel, you know, kind of like like Adele, but Adel. Amy Ketterling is with Modville, and that's that mid-century modern place that does so many cool things with electronics and neat stuff. And she's been on an expansion mode and started another new business out of Modville, so we're going to talk all about that. Welcome back, Amy. Good to see you.
Thank you.
What's going on? Nothing, right? Okay. Well, fine. That was fine. That was Amy Ketterling, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
No, I'm so glad you're having me back. I'm excited. We have started Modville Tours, which is kind of a neat little side thing. My mom and I have taken people on chartered bus trips now for a few years, and we just do one or two a year. It's kind of a fun thing we do to enjoy and meet new people. And it's sort of taken off bigger than I thought in the last 6 months. So
people want to go someplace?
People want to get on the bus with me and really? Just trust me. It's crazy, Michael. They just will get on and just say, Amy, take us on a new adventure.
Take us someplace.
Exactly.
So how long have you been doing this?
We've been doing it for about 2 years. My mom's done it for over 30
wow.
because she manages
yeah,
banks.
That's
and
right.
They used to do it with the banks.
I remember that story.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So now they kept calling her when they quit. And I said, these people keep calling you and they want to travel. Why not?
Why not?
So that's how it all became.
So where you been?
Well, we just went in June to Mackinac Island for 7 days.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, beautiful island. Got my 70-some-year-old aunt, I won't say exact, to bike the entire island with me. Yeah. It's 8 miles around. Bucket list trip. We stayed 2 nights in the Grand Hotel.
Fabulous.
Beautiful trip. July, we decided to try a new trip that we haven't done before. I put on my Facebook Modville page, would anybody want to go to Waco, Texas?
Now, why would anybody want to go to Waco, Texas?
I know,
Texas,
right? There's this thing called shiplap and people.
Shiplap.
Be careful not to say that when you say it too fast. But we have some shiplap lovers who follow the HGTV show Fixer Upper. And they have Magnolia Market down in Waco, Texas. And it's a crazy thing. I put on my Facebook page, anyone want to go to Waco? 100 people immediately responded. Yeah. Our July bus sold out. Our November bus sold out. We have a second bus now we're filling for Waco. We go back in April. We have two buses going, and we have some scheduled for next summer and fall. Okay. It's crazy.
So educate me on this slap. What was
shiplap?
Shiplap.
It's a style of decorating. The show is very popular in HGTV. They have a Magnolia Market. It's a huge silo down in Waco. You can tour it. You can shop. They have a bakery. They have food trucks. It's a destination location. So what we do is we take you on a 4-day adventure. We take you to Oklahoma City, which, by the way, I think is a very underrated city to you must go if you have not been. We stay in their famous brick town with the canals. We also tour the bombing memorial, which is amazing. Everybody must stop and see that. Then we take you down to Waco. We spend a night in Waco, Texas, and there's the Dr. Pepper Museum. There's Magnolia Market. And then we, on the way back the next day, we will stop in Fort Worth and get our barbecue on at the Fort Worth Stockyards. Spend
there
a day shopping. Yeehaw. And then we end up the last night back in Oklahoma City where we explore more of the city. But here's the kicker. On the way home, I take you to Pioneer Woman. And if you don't know what that is, it's a cooking show on the Food Channel. And this lady has a mercantile. And the travelers go crazy. It's a really neat experience.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how do you find all these places? Is this the internet search ability?
We do. We do that. But then here's what I do the most. If you come to me and say, Amy, this is my bucket list. I would love to go here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do everything I make to make it happen. We took a group to Eureka Springs, Arkansas. One of my travelers was 87. She says, I want a zip line. I'm like, I'm your girl. I'm totally there. So I took her on a 12-rope course, and I got to cross that off the bucket list. And so, Estella, I'm super proud to say that I got to cross that off.
And where do these people come from that are
on this? We have people all over central Iowa, and we have actually now people coming from – they'll come to Des Moines overnight. for the night, then get on the bus with us next day. I say, if you're along my route, I'll pick you up anywhere along I-35, 80, whichever direction I'm going. So when we go to Waco, we pick up in Bethany, Missouri, Kansas City, wherever you're along the way, we're happy to grab you.
All right. Her name is Amy Ketterling, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Maudville Tours. This is something that has really blossomed, I guess, in the past couple of years, or the past year for sure, and going to all kinds of places. All right, so I would guess, just from what you're telling me about who's going on this, that your demographic tends to be female, maybe a tad bit over 40?
Well, somewhat. We say adventure has no age. And so on the last two trips we had, grandparents take their grandchildren. So we had some 14, 12, 18-year-olds. We have couples. We have girlfriends. We have mother-daughters. We have families. We have single solo travelers who maybe are widowers or just have to the sense of adventure and they need somewhere to go. And we have a large majority of people who maybe would not want to travel by themselves or have that fear to go off. But they can get on the bus. They sit back. I feed them drinks and snacks and entertain them.
There we go.
I drop you off at the door and you just sit back and let it all be taken care of.
Tyler, now we know what the draw is.
Now he's signing up.
Yeah. Snacks and drinks on the bus to Waco. What could be more fun? Amy Ketterling, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about bus tours with Maudville. So these are chartered buses, I
Correct,
think.
Correct.
Okay. So tell us about the luxury in the bus.
Well, there is a restroom on board. That's the number one question.
It's not a school bus, kids.
Correct. It is. It has Wi-Fi. It has plug-ins at every seat. It has cup holders. They recline. We show movies. We have entertainment. When you're trapped on the bus with me for several hours, you get to learn a lot of information about local businesses, and I try to explain things as the cities as we go through. But one thing is, another popular question is, what if I buy packages and will there be room on the bus? Well, the hole underneath of that charter bus is empty, and believe me, I've brought back a couch before. So it can happen. Trust me. I've taken people on a day of junkin', and we have filled the entire bus. So.
Speaking about junkin', do you ever find anything from Maudville on these trips?
I do, and I've even got my bus drivers who know me very well. We were coming through a small town in Clinton, Missouri one day, and he slammed on the brakes of the bus, and everybody's like, what's going on? And he said, Amy, look on the curb. And I looked down, and there were three mid-century tables for free on the curb, and we stopped, loaded them up, and we kept on trucking.
Can you imagine the people sitting in the house going, wait a minute, there's a bus stopping out there and loading up these.
I even Craigslist search all the way from Mackinac the back, and so we picked up a beautiful chrome arc light in Illinois, and I didn't want my bus travelers to know. And I asked them, I said, would you mind if we stop and say hi to my Aunt Thelma? She lives real close. And they're like, oh, no, sure, Aim, go ahead. Well, we pulled up to a house, and when they saw me load this giant chrome arc light into the bottom of the bus, I got back on the bus, and the looks could kill. They were like, Amy, you're picking. I'm like, of course.
Of course you're picking. What a great way to do that at the same time. So how, as far as travel-wise with these adventures, I know it depends on where you go. Do you go straight through from Des Moines to Mackinac Island?
No, what we do is we plan the trip. So with Mackinac, we went and we stopped in Davenport and had lunch there. Then we went to LeClaire so they could see American Pickers. Then we overnighted in South Bend so we could tour Notre Dame and the Studebaker Museum.
Sure.
Then I work our way up to Mackinac Island, stay two nights on the island. And then this last time, we came down through Frankenmuth, which is Michigan's Germantown, which is amazing, has the world's largest Christmas store. I taught him how to make pretzels. We had German beer tasting. It's a win-win.
So there are all kinds of numerous stops along the way.
There is. It is. So it's not just a destination, one spot. It's a lesson all the way.
It's not like what we do with our kids. Get in the car, shut up, let's go.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Funny story, the last trip we went on, we had a gentleman, he had a map. So I laughed because I said, we don't usually have maps on these trips. People have GPS, but he followed on with a highlighter and a map our entire trip.
So, just to see where you're going,
just to
see. All right. So when people, how far in advance do you guys fill up? I mean, how long before you guys go should people be contacting you?
I always say, let me know and contact me, whatever your interests are. Right now, I'm taking interest for Mackinac Island in 2018, Nashville in 2018. A main fall color tour in 2000 fall of 18. I'm looking at in October of this year, the 28th, going out to the Mystic Casino and spending the night there because Blues Brothers are in concert. So there's a lot of things we're doing, and we're trying to mix things up. The sooner the better. I can only take 45 people on a bus, and when it's filled, it's filled. Okay. And so my buses are selling out quick.
But you're taking sometimes 2 and 3 buses.
I am. I won't take ever more than 2 because it's just too chaotic. And so in November, my first bus in November for Waco filled. I'm now filling the second one, there's still seats available.
Is this all-inclusive, Amy? I mean, so somebody says, okay, it's X amount of dollars. That includes meals and hotel. And
it includes includes your lodging, your bus, any fees, most of your meals, not all of them. Even though we travel as a group, I want you to have that free time to explore on your own.
Sure.
I want you to try new tastes and new restaurants and stuff. So I always give people time on their own on the trip to explore. But yes, it's pretty much all-inclusive, and we take really good care of you.
Amy Ketterling from Modville. So who's minding the store when you're jet-lagging?
I have wonderful people named Mary and Kelly, and they help out. And I have child labor that doesn't go, and they stay back and rush. You know, it works out really good.
Yeah, how fun. You're doing both at the same time, aren't you?
I'm trying to work both ways.
Yeah, you really are.
So,
but if you haven't been to Modville, it is really an interesting place. One of the things that I think maybe people who don't remember your last visit with us, one of the things that you do is you take some of these old, what would they be? Many times these old hi-fi sets, and you turn them into Bluetooth ready and enabled and stereos. And
we have people, we have a great stereo guy we refer people to. We have a guy now that builds custom furniture.
Really?
We also have a guy that's going to bring in old vintage t-shirts coming in. So we're trying to expand to be a full service shop for anything retro, vintage, or mid-century.
I have a guy who just contacted me yesterday. He's wanting to find an antique restoring type person.
Okay.
Got one?
Yep. A refinishing person that can restore furniture. Absolutely.
Antique stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, we'll
very good.
Put you guys together.
Yeah.
See? We found the person. Her name is Amy Ketterling, ladies and gentlemen. The business is called Modville, and then it's Modville Tours, something that she's been doing with Mom. How's Mom doing, by the way?
She's good.
I'm sure.
Her and my aunt, her sister, they look alike. They travel together. It's like Lucy and Ethel.
Oh,
so I guarantee you, we could be our own reality TV show.
give some of that idea. I think it could happen. All right. We're talking about Modville Tours and Modville. It's out of Adel. If you have any interest in any of that, we've got links on the radio blog. If you've missed any or all of this interview, it will be up on our radio blog and podcast. Thanks so very much, Amy,
Thank you, guys. Good stuff.
All right. The city of Adel comes calling to the capital city. That's kind of cool. All right. We've got to step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street. It was another hot day. And the question is, are stocks too hot? Next.
Born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Freeze your little